Hey everybody, I want to bring something to your attention because you often are my sounding board where I gauge the temperature of the Second Amendment community, the gun owners here, the 700 plus thousand in our community here on Guns and Gadgets. And if you want to join this community and know about the Second Amendment as things happen, subscribe to the channel down below. It's free, it doesn't cost you anything. But what's being reported is kind of important because the RNC, the Republican National Committee, they have removed the Second Amendment from the party platform. What do I mean? Well, basically, every 4 years, when the national conventions happen, you know, for the presidential election, the parties, both the Democrat and Republican, they will adopt a party platform, which tells their voters exactly what that president hopes to accomplish in that four-year term. They do this in advance of the election, obviously, at the national conventions, so that people will know basically what the party is going to try to accomplish, okay? And what's interesting is I'm going to show you what the RNC, Republican National Convention, approved and adopted in 2016. They didn't redo it in 2020, so that one carried forward. And what they adopted on Monday, but will actually be installed next week in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. They removed the Second Amendment from it, and I'm going to show you first what it says, and then I want to gauge your is this something we need to worry about? Because some people, ever since it came out Monday with the change, some people are really upset about it. Some are like, yeah, it's not really a big deal because it's just words on the paper. Although words on a paper is kind of what got us in this problem because nobody really respects the Constitution like they should, you know, with their life. Let's talk about it here. First off, thanks to CMMG for sponsoring this video. CMMG. In Boonville, Missouri, they make phenomenal tools, you know, like the mutant over my shoulder, and just certain things you can't say anymore, which is crazy, because we're talking about freedoms right now, and CMMG make great things here in America, led by great people, and the owners sue the ATF. So that alone, support them, and you can use code GNG10 to save big on anything over at CMMG. All right, here's the Republican platform from 2016, the one that was, it's technically still in effect until next week. And it's a 67-page document, but if you go down to page 20, you see this. The Second Amendment, our right to keep and bear arms. We uphold the right of individuals to keep and bear arms, a natural, inalienable right that predates the Constitution and is secured by the Second Amendment. Lawful gun ownership enables Americans to exercise their God-given right of self-defense for the safety of their homes, their loved ones, and their communities. We salute the Republican Congress for defending the right to keep and bear arms by preventing the president from installing a new liberal majority on the Supreme Court. The confirmation to the court of additional anti-gun justices would eviscerate the Second Amendment's fundamental protections. Already, local officials in the nation's capital and elsewhere are defying the court's decisions, upholding an individual right to bear arms as affirmed by the Supreme Court in Heller and McDonald. We support firearm reciprocity legislation to recognize the right of law-abiding Americans to carry firearms to protect themselves and their families in all 50 states. We support constitutional carry statutes and salute the states that have passed them. We oppose ill-conceived laws that would restrict magazine capacity or ban the sale of the most popular and common modern rifle. We also oppose any effort to deprive individuals of their right to keep and bear arms without due process of law. We condemn frivolous lawsuits against gun manufacturers and the current administration's illegal harassment of firearm dealers. We oppose federal licensing or registration of law-abiding gun owners, registration of ammunition, and restoration of the ill-fated Clinton gun ban. We call for a thorough investigation by a new Republican administration of the deadly Fast and Furious operation perpetrated by Department of Justice officials who approved and allowed illegal sales of guns to unknown violent criminals. That's one of the reasons I said, you know, it's just kind of words, because that was 2016. Okay, that's the year that Donald Trump won. This was coming after the Barack Obama slash Joe Biden administration and how they attacked the Second Amendment. But a lot of the things they said in there didn't come to fruition. I'll give him credit. The best thing that Donald Trump did in his administration is the appointing of federal judges, not just at the Supreme Court, but the federal judges who have helped to bring that needle back towards the center, specifically on the Second Amendment. Like, love him or hate him, if there was no Donald Trump as a president, there would be no Bruin decision, and we would be probably in a worse place now as far as what the government could get away with and how many things. Think of how many things that Bruin has kind of kicked in the gonads that wouldn't have happened. All right, so that has been their platform up until technically next week, but Monday when they changed things. Before I show you what it now says, I'm going to show you the last version of the Democrat national platform, because I'll give them credit. The Democrats, when they get their marching orders, they all as a group march toward that goal at all costs, even at the risk of losing their own. They'll eat their own to get to that goal, where the Republicans just don't. They're technically, you know, usually they're just happy to be there. They don't press stuff. So let me show you what the platform is now for the Democrats, and theirs won't change, and they probably won't have a working version of it until the end of July or early August, because their convention is in August. Here's their 2020 national platform. That's still in effect. You go down to page 47 of it, of the 92-page document, it says, ending the epidemic of gun violence. Gun violence is a public health crisis in the United States. Over 100,000 people are shot and nearly 40,000 people die annually from guns, devastating countless families, friends, and communities. We can and will make gun violence a thing of the past. Addressing the gun violence crisis requires supporting evidence-based programs that prevent gun deaths from occurring in the first place, including by making mental health care more accessible and supporting suicide reduction initiatives, funding interventions to reduce homicides and gun violence in neighborhoods, and strengthening protections against domestic violence. Democrats will also ensure the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have sufficient resources to study gun violence as a public health issue, including the ongoing health care, mental health, economic and social costs that can affect survivors and their families for years. Democrats will enact universal background checks and end online sales of guns and ammunition, close dangerous loopholes that currently allow stalkers, abusive partners, and some individuals convicted of assault and battery to buy and possess firearms, and adequately fund the federal background check system. We will close the Charleston loophole and prevent individuals who have been convicted of hate crimes from possessing firearms. Democrats will ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. We will incentivize states to enact licensing requirements for owning firearms and extreme risk protection order laws that allow courts to temporarily remove guns from the possession of those who are a danger to themselves or others. We will pass legislation requiring that guns be safely stored in homes. And Democrats believe that gun companies should be held responsible for their products just like any other business, and will prioritize repealing the law that shields gun manufacturers from civil liability. All right, so that's still in effect, and they've done a lot of that. Of course, they haven't done that by, you know, the way the Constitution says, by each chamber passing a bill and it going to the president and having it signed into law, because those are obvious violations of our Constitution. But what they have done is they have done a lot of that through administrative process. And I also saw this in the 2016 Republican platform. This rings true. This is what I was meaning by administrative process, rulemaking. Our Constitution is in crisis. More than 90% of federal requirements are now imposed by regulatory agencies without any vote of the House or Senate or signature of the president. The current administration has exceeded its constitutional authority, brazenly and flagrantly violated the separation of powers, sought to divide America into groups, and turned citizen against citizen. The president has refused to defend or enforce laws He does not like used executive orders to enact national policies in areas constitutionally reserved solely to Congress, made unconstitutional recess appointments to Senate-confirmed positions, directed regulatory agencies to overstep their statutory authority, and failed to consult Congress regarding military action overseas. He has changed what John Adams called a government of laws and not of men into just the opposite. That still rings true, right? Over 90%, that's crazy, over 90% of federal regulations are done now administratively because they can't get that violation of the Constitution done by law. And we all knew it was a lot, but over 90%, that's insane. Well, here is now, this is what we're all here for. What is the new policy for the Second Amendment for the Republican platform, the National Convention coming next week? Well, here it is. This is in the preamble. This is on page 4 of the 16-page policy. And it says here, to make clear our commitment, we offer the American people the 2024 GOP platform to make America great again. It is a forward-looking agenda that begins with the following 20 promises that we will accomplish very quickly when we win the White House and Republican majorities in the House and the Senate. And if you go down to number 7 of the 20 things they list, it says, defend our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our fundamental freedoms, including freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the right to keep and bear arms. And that's it. It doesn't mention the Second Amendment again in the rest of the document. Now, some people, like I said, are really upset about this. Some people are like, eh, it's a nothing burger. But because I love you guys and I love reading the comment section, what do you think about this? Is this something to be alarmed about? Will this change things? I don't. And to me, this is, meh, this is a nothing burger. Some people, if you read different articles online, some people are saying that, you know, maybe they pared this down to the smaller document and streamlined what they want to accomplish because, you know, right now guns are a hot topic issue. And because Joe Biden's been doing so bad that some Democrats have said that they will vote Donald Trump or the Republican nominee who is going to be him, but not until next week. So maybe they pared it down so that it was less offensive to those maybe crossing the aisle or a lot of independent voters. I don't know, man. It's a lot of this is all strategy. Like when they put out these platforms, it there's a lot of people that go through this and plan and strategize. And you tell me, what do you think? Does this change anything for you? And hopefully you are one of the several people who have changed their mind and started to vote and registered to vote. 10 million of us, I will hammer that home until we kick ass in elections. Look, we all complain about, like, there's so many people cheating and there's so many people on the dead rosters that are still voting and there are, you know, so many illegal aliens that will probably vote. The 10 million of the gun owners in this country who aren't even registered to vote, if they just registered and voted, we would still beat the cheat. You know, if even with all these people that are rushing in to try to get them to vote, hopefully, if there were 10 million more of us voting against the infringements on the Second Amendment, we would still win by a handy margin. We'll see if people take that serious. VoteForAmerica.org, you can register to vote. CMMG save GNG10 will save you 10% on all your things, including things like the Mutant, which is a phenomenal gun. I love shooting the Mutant. I appreciate y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. And to be honest, it doesn't really matter what any of these platforms say, because the Second Amendment secured a pre-existing right that's given to us by our Creator. Just because we're here, we have the right to defend ourselves, our loved ones, our community. So this is a right that is pre-existing, and it's not going anywhere, because we didn't get it from government, and we're not giving it up to government either. Take care.